This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
A lot of people listening right now are either thinking about moving abroad, have already done it, or are watching others do it online. And one person giving a real insight into life overseas is Sinéad McCann. She's a teacher from Ireland right now living in Dubai, and she's built a big following on TikTok by sharing what life is actually like there, from work and day-to-day living to the Irish community and the reality behind the sunshine. Sinéad, thanks so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. For anyone who hasn't come across your TikTok yet, what brought you from Ireland to Dubai in the first place?
I suppose I always had itchy feet to travel and for adventures, and Dubai was like the most safe option in terms of you get a visa, you get a package when you come to Dubai, but also it's a big travel hub for different countries, and travel was on my top of my priorities for my mid-20s.
When you actually landed there, what was it like at first adjusting to life? Was there anything that surprised you?
I suppose when you land in Dubai first, when you get off that plane, you just feel really like so overwhelmed. And I suppose I was the only Irish person starting in my school, so I just didn't have that comfort of knowing anyone or having anyone on the plane. But when you adjust to it, the first few weeks and months can be slightly lonely, overwhelming. But as soon as you settle in, you just feel like it's a home away from home. And I feel like GAA clubs out here are so supportive in that. So I suppose I'm quite lucky that way.
Talk me through that huge Irish community that is over there. What is it actually like on the ground? Are you part of a few different clubs and things like that?
I suppose the Irish community in Dubai and in the United Arab Emirates in general is amazing. I am part of the Dubai Celts, and I suppose I have a lot of them to thank for like what they've done for the Irish community over here. But I suppose there's a big Irish community, but outside the GAA clubs, even last year with the Rose of the UAE, I entered. And even though like I kind of had a feeling I'd never win, but I just knew that I'd meet so much amazing Irish people. And that is what it is. Like within the Irish community, there is McGettigans and McCafferty's. It's like a home away from home.
What is it like teaching over there in Dubai versus back home here in Ireland for you?
For me, I think my personal experience, and I think it's kind of reflective of a lot of people's experience in Dubai or the United Arab Emirates, is it's a lot more intense. It's a lot more stressful at times. The expectations from both your company, which is the school, or even like your children, they expect a lot more from you. I think teaching here for over a year and a half now, I am so grateful for the Irish system. It's definitely less stressful. And I feel like I am looking forward to in the future coming back and being appreciative of my work environment back in Ireland.
Albeit while you're in Dubai, you've become somewhat of a TikTok influencer when it comes to life in Dubai. What led you to blogging all of that online for people?
Okay, so it's kind of a weird one because I started off like posting TikToks. It was purely because my friends and I from uni, I went to college in Sligo, in St. Angela's, and we all like moved away. Some of the girls were living in Dublin. Some of the girls were living still at home in Donegal. And I was only one kind of down the south of Ireland. And I started posting TikToks as in like just my friends. And I just thought no one would ever see them. And it was just, I say April time before I moved out to Dubai. It was just like what I was doing in class and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden I decided I was moving to Dubai and there was some interest in that. And I was like, oh, I'll just go along with it. And then it just kind of grew from there.
And it's taken off very well for you. Do you get a lot of messages from people thinking about taking the jump as well to move abroad and asking you for advice and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like even though it's like such a small like following and for other people, like it's so special to me. And I feel like we've built such a big community of like Irish people moving out. And like, I suppose nearly on the daily, I get a message from someone being like, this school, or what do you recommend, or what's the big move, or what's this process of like, do I complete my Druid in Ireland? Do I just go for it? Even up till today, I had two girls that went to St. Angela's and both have got offers in different schools here in Dubai, and they're just asking for my advice. And I feel like it's so strange giving people advice when I'm just a random girl.
The only thing about that is you're not just a random girl. I mean, you've been through it yourself, and it can be so comforting when you're trying to embark on anything new in life to have someone who's been there and done that. Do you ever feel the pressure to show the perfect realities of it, perhaps online or even when you're talking to these people? There's a balance, I imagine, that you have to show every part of the reality.
Yeah, I think that's one thing I've really made an emphasis on my social media is like, I just don't show like the good life. Like I do say it's tough, it's stressful. The work here can be lonely at times. I don't shy away from that. There's obviously limits within what I can say in regards to my contract with school and stuff, but like my school are quite supportive with it. And I think, yeah, it is like on the days you do bad days or you're stressed, even in Ireland, like you don't want to grab and be like, oh, this day was so bad. But that's just normal life, I suppose. And anyone that asks me, I will tell them straight out, like you're not coming out here for an easy working life, but you will have such a good quality of lifestyle and just so much freedom and so much opportunities that Ireland probably doesn't have at the moment for 20-year-olds. So it's worth it in the long run.
If there is one of those 20-year-olds listening this evening, thinking about even just travelling to Dubai, maybe working there for a short time, what would your one piece of advice, top tip be?
I feel like the top tip I was saying, this is what I said to myself, because I had a job in Ireland in a really good school and I was giving it up. And I said to myself, if it doesn't work out, Dubai is only a flight away home from Ireland and you can try it out. If it doesn't work, at least you won't regret it, because if you do think in a year's time, I wish I'd done it, then that's regret. But if you just do it and you don't like it, you can just come home. It's as simple as that. Flight, 6 hours, and you're back in your own bed in Ireland.
It's a good way of looking at it. Do you yourself see yourself staying in Dubai or in the long run, or is Ireland always going to be home?
I do think Ireland will always be my long-term home. I don't see myself going back to Ireland in the next few, like recent years, like the next few years coming. I don't know whether that is an adventure further away from Ireland or Dubai in Ireland, or do I stay in Dubai for another few years? I feel like that's where I'm at the moment. It's a crossroads of, I'm nearly done my first 2-year contract in Dubai. I have a few weeks to decide what I need to do. And I'm very happy in my school. I'm very content with all the friends I made. But also, do I want to push myself outside my comfort zone and go further afield?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what comes next for you. Where can we find you on social media if we want to follow along with the journey?
Yeah, so if you want to follow me, you can just, it's Sinead's Life Updates on TikTok and also on Instagram. So it's just kind of like very small following, but it's like anything can be put up. It's a bit of travel, teaching and everything in between.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all of that on iRadio's group chat this evening, Sinead.
Thank you for having me.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.